This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Might have a big special guest in the next 15 minutes or so. We're still getting to the bottom of that. We might not. It's not Aditi. She had to move her schedule back because she is with the Ravens today at their practice. And she will join us Friday to preview the Steelers. Shedeur Sanders out again for the Browns. So his availability, much like that of every other Browns quarterback there, not named Joe Flacco, seems to be in question. These guys are dropping like flies. He now has an oblique problem and might miss the game this weekend against Philly. And he was in line to get a start. So that's something to keep an eye on. Kabali put out another yeet. And he admitted that this was Steelers move related because we have to monitor if he's just jerking people around, being a troll, watching wrestling, or if these things actually have, you know, it's my bat signal that Steelers news is happening. And he clarified this on the Pomp and Joe show today that, yes, he believes the Steelers in the next few days will go out and get a wide receiver because my sense is the news the Steelers are getting and what the Steelers media Horde is hearing about Kelvin Austin is not good. And it's not related to that dog thing that went out. Colin posted that. There was, I think, some kind of like dangerous dog summary charge that he... Did you see that?
I saw it. Yeah. It's strictly injury related.
Yes, this is an injury thing. And he's a very small man.
Does this happen every single year where they initially somebody gets hurt, it ends up in the end being pretty bad, but initially they go, not much to worry about there. I just feel like it happens every year. Last year it was Russ.
And we're not out of the woods with Alex Highsmith yet either, by the way.
Yeah, I've kind of forgotten about that, but I remember being told pretty early in that process not to take my eyes off of that situation.
So Kabali told Mac on their podcast that it's not Terry McLaurin. They're not going to trade for him. He is... said that repeatedly, that they are not going to give up more draft picks and then hand out another DK Metcalf sized contract to a wide receiver. Then you had Mac bring up what we talked about yesterday, the OBJ rumor. Mm-hmm. And Mark said, right church, wrong pew, I think was his reaction to that.
So a former now, Super Bowl winner who has a good early career.
Now, Beckham, this is wild. Beckham went on Bill Maher's podcast where they go into like a room in Bill Maher's house and they drink cocktails and smoke joints.
Okay.
But at least Bill does. I don't know if every guest does.
All right.
And Maher, the comedian, political commentator, asked OBJ about playing for the Steelers because I guess he has a really good relationship with Rodgers. And Beckham said, I love him and we've talked. I won't say that it's not a possibility. And I won't say that I haven't had any communication.
Why the hell is Bill Maher getting these guys randomly to talk?
Because he is offering up a very popular podcast that allows for them to drink cocktails and smoke joints if they want. Should we start that kind of podcast?
I mean, the best me and Joe ever did was getting wings for DeCastro and Villanueva. They came in and talked. And
how about the short-lived podcast you had with Craig? Were you guys smoking things or doing
illicit
drugs before that?
That developed a little bit of a cult following, first time, long time.
And what happened?
I think Craig got promoted and actually got on the air for real.
And had to stop.
No, he just was like, well, now I'm getting to scratch this itch daily as a host of Bucko Talk.
How about a producer's podcast, Donnie? How about more work and more content for you guys and maybe more money? I don't know.
Yes, the maybe more money is kind of the problem.
Yeah, I mean, that's always the little caveat there. It's maybe for the last part.
Who would drive the producer's podcast as the one chair, so
Bechtold
to speak?
Would definitely angle to do it, even though Donnie Schutt is the most successful and longest tenured producer.
Oh, God, you're right about that. Bechtold would be so hurt if Craig was the one putting this together and said, this is how I want it to go. And he said, Donnie drives it. And Austin you'd hear Austin deflate.
Intern Dom was a guest on the Pomp and Joe show today, which I think is a real slap in the face of Pomp, because intern Dom has said that, you know, Bob is past his prime and his days are numbered.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to give him a chair in here and treat him like he's Mark Cabali or
a slap in the
Ed Bouchette or any of the... Yeah.
What about if you're Bechtold? They think so highly of a fellow producer who we still all call intern Dom that they had him sit as a formal guest.
Good point.
Has Austin ever been asked to be a formal guest on anyone's show?
We value your opinion so much. Come in here, stop doing the other stuff, and we just want to talk to you and hear what you have to say. You're right. They've never done that.
No. Because they don't have a lot of segments
devoted
to wiffle
ball. That's how badly they wanted to... in droughts.
Droughts? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. Mark Grace had a solution for those.
Slump busters?
Yeah. I think Queen wrote a song about it, too.
But I kind of feel like Bechtold's never even stepped into the batter's box. You know, I don't even think he's 0-for-1. I think he needs to get the call up to the big leagues
first.
He's
not getting a hat, right? He's not digging in and taking his cuts.
So OBJ says, I love Rodgers. I've talked to Rodgers. I won't say that it's not a possibility. And I also won't say that I haven't had any communication.
But Cabali says, right church, wrong pew.
And I said this is before this podcast even came out. And then people were like, no, you're crazy. They would never do that with OBJ. I don't know. I guess Mark also like intimated that he didn't say anything when asked about Amari Cooper. Mac asked Cabali to chime in on Cooper, and he just didn't say anything. I watched this today. I don't know if the connection was wrong.
Wait, he said, hey, Mark, what do you think about Amari Cooper? And just there was silence.
Well, like, is Amari Cooper the guy? And Mark didn't say anything. So maybe Mark did have something, but he didn't want to
say anything. Which the like literal point of him doing this podcast with
but
Mac
he's been
is to
sworn to secrecy on Cooper.
Man, isn't there a way if you've been sworn to secrecy to like say something interesting?
But that would make me think that Cooper could get signed here, because when we've had Mark on here and asked him about Amari Cooper, he did not just stare there blankly at us or fall asleep. He actually gave somewhat detailed and expansive answers as far as Cabali goes on Amari Cooper.
I would have to put my ass on the line here. If they sign Cooper, I'll be really excited, because I've wondered aloud repeatedly to various guests we've had why Amari Cooper isn't getting any sniffs around the league, which would normally lead me to believe that now, other teams know more than I do and that he might just be shot, don't get it.
Here is another name that's been floated out there who would come much cheaper than those guys, who absolutely strikes me as a Tomlin guy.
Oh, wait. Give me a recent team that they played for then.
The Raiders last year.
Hunter Renfro.
No.
Wait,
Renfro didn't play last year.
He didn't play last year. That's right.
Remember how many years it was of people saying they need to go out and get a Hunter Renfro. He runs great routes.
He's
got fantastic hands. He's a first guy in, last guy out. The motor is unbelievable.
They went down the white slot receiver checklist, which is kind of a disrespect to Renfro because in his prime, he could make dudes look absolutely
also,
silly
Donnie,
out
felt
there.
Like he was at Clemson on, as you like to call it, the seven-year plan. He seemed like he was playing at Clemson like he was out of the Animal House fraternity.
He was there. Which Bowden coach there? Tommy?
Yes.
Tommy Bowden.
Played with C.J. Spiller at Clemson. He was there for so long.
He was there a while, but Tosh I mean, he's Boyd. Doing nothing compared to the kids today.
Oh yeah,
you hate those kids today that are bouncing around.
There was a
all
kid who graduated finally.
Tommy Boy.
There was a kid who finally exhausted his eligibility at Miami last year, who I think was a ninth
that
year
was
senior.
He was my age. Yeah, he was the guy is my age.
That was Donnie's arch nemesis.
He was like a tight end. He was
get a job, my man.
Who are you, Marty Griffin?
My man. Somebody help this man.
You're talking about
he's addicted to playing college
you're
football.
You're talking about him like he's some naked guy walking around the South Side who Marty is like worried about. He's just trying to get his doctorate
ninth
degree
year,
at that point.
I think a ninth-year eligibility guy. Yeah.
All right, so Donnie,
so wait, who
do you
is
think
guy?
You know who this guy is? Played for the Raiders last year. He absolutely is right out of the Tomlin playbook. If something is wrong with Austin, and they really are.
He's a free agent.
And he's a free agent.
Because, like, Jacoby Myers came to mind, but he's still there.
Yep.
This is embarrassing. Like,
no, it's not, because this is not really a well-known player, but people who know, like, real hardcore ball knowers of the college football variety here know who he is.
Of the college football variety
yes.
here?
Yep. In fact, I think if somebody here is going to guess who the guy is, it's actually intern Jack.
Well, he also just told me he was able to see your screen, so he knows who you have pulled up.
Yeah.
Oh,
DJ
man.
Turner. Was that Pitt during the COVID?
Oh, no.
Was that Pitt during the COVID year? But listen to this guy's, listen to his football life.
Pitt in Maryland,
Pitt
baby.
In Maryland. Tomlin loves the Pitt in Maryland guys. He's also under 6 feet tall. So he's
does
another
he like
one
Pitt
in
Maryland guys anymore? Kenny didn't work out so well. Canada didn't work out so well. Wondering if the bloom is off the Pitt Maryland rose. Perhaps Andy Weidel came in to be the new personnel man and said, Mike, let's do something other than focus on players from a mid-tier ACC
well,
program
right,
and a bottom-tier Big
Ten
program.
None of those guys work. Sean Davis, Anthony McFarland, Delwin Gray.
Oh, who could forget him?
What was the name of the linebacker safety? Derwin Gray, you're right. Antoine Brooks, I think, was the guy's
big
name.
Antoine Brooks, yep. He was supposed to be a big box safety.
Yeah.
And then he was packing his things in a box and moving somewhere
else. I saw somebody compare Shedeur Sanders to Aaron Brooks the other day and said, if you look at Aaron Brooks, the old Saints quarterbacks, like the way he came into vogue in the NFL, he was obviously not as ballyhooed in college, but some of the measurables, the style, and also like the NFL not believing in the guy are very similar.
Brooks is a little bit bigger. He was more prototype QB size, man. He's 6'4". Shadur's like...
He won a playoff game.
Aaron Brooks, you know what he was? When I was watching football back in that time period, you know, late teens, early 20s.
Would you say he was mid?
No, he was the opposite. For me, he was like a guilty pleasure to watch.
Well, you loved, like, when he you would say that about Jeff Blake. You loved guys like that.
But when
you
he
had
would
this
get
weird
it,
thing for these
well,
guys.
Well, when he would get it cooking a little bit, right? He was just a very, like, honestly, Ryan Fitzpatrick's in the same boat. I think Fitzpatrick obviously better than those guys, or better than Brooks for sure. But, like, when he would get it going in games and get hot, he would do some cool stuff, and I just always... Blake is, of course, my favorite example because I was terrified of him as a kid.
Yep.
He'd throw the ball off the screen on those, you know, the crappy little TVs we all watched football on, and it would drop into Carl Pickens' hands like it had been handed to him.
What are you talking about, crappy little TVs?
What, did you have a big screen?
Well, no, well, we did later, but how about those big, giant box TVs?
That's what I mean.
But it wasn't little.
Oh, no, they just weighed 700 pounds.
My grandmother had like a box TV that almost had like wood paneling, like wicker around it.
Oh no,
and it would sit right on the floor. It wasn't even like on a TV stand or something.
My grandma's house in Cleveland that we would go to and visit had the bar attached. They would have the upstairs was the living area, and they had a regular, more modern TV that we'd all sit and watch. But they had something, and I think it was because it was so hard to move. In one other part of the big living room, they had an old wood paneling TV where the monitor was only like probably as big as this computer monitor pony, and the build out around it was 3 feet on each side.
I went over Starkey's house to watch a Steelers game in the early stages of the radio station. He did not. So this would have been like 2011 or 2012. And I'm pretty sure he still had a regular TV, and it wasn't HD.
That is believable.
Like, in the year 2012, the man was still watching standard definition.
I feel like that was when TVs had become cheap enough where, like, if you watched sports, especially for a living,
and it was his main TV. It wasn't even, like, the backup ancillary.
I think you're right.
You know, some people bring out three TVs for an NFL Sunday, and, like, maybe the backup is, like, an old-ass TV. Yes, you're right. This was number one on the depth chart. TV was still standard def.
Well, here's the other thing, too. You're right about this, because I remember him making the big splash and telling me, Muzzy, I finally got an HD TV. And he, of course, had like the whole Geek Squad from Best Buy come in to, you know, put it in. It's like a TV. He did the whole shebang, so I think he got like a good sound system. Like, Joe is the most upsellable person in the world. Like, if you're selling him golf clubs, a car, a stereo equipment, you can upsell that man to the nth degree.
I honestly feel like since I've lived in Pittsburgh, I've watched two sporting events in standard definition. The random Steelers game I watched at Starkey's house, and I feel like the PIAA championship games are still
They're always on standard def.
Come on!
Here's another thing.
Can we get these games in like 720p, please?
At least. Here's the other thing. When Joe and Ron worked together after you and Joe flip-flopped, we would come in here a lot.
And these TVs would be on standard def. I don't even know why the network. I don't even know why they still offer standard def channels.
I think that's actually a legal requirement for them, believe it or not.
All right.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Be hard pressed to find
an MVP of the offense. I mean, they struggled. I'll go with the quarterback. Maybe that's the easy out. I mean, if you're looking for the most consistent guy, it's a guy that's fighting to make the roster. It's been Miller. He's been the most consistent guy. But if you're looking for MVP of the offense because of the way they've kind of transformed here over the last week, I would say Aaron.
Jeff Hathorn with us on Aaron Rodgers getting better as camp went on. It's over now. They'll have a joint practice tomorrow. And because there weren't a lot of good candidates, it's like when Peyton Manning was the MVP of Super Bowl 41 in the rain in Miami. There were just really no MVP performances other than Rex Grossman lighting himself on fire in that game. So they just gave it to Manning by default.
If that game had been close, but the Colts had still won and Hester had returned two kicks, would he have pulled a Chuck Howley? Or Hawley, excuse me.
No, I don't think so.
Say it's 28-27, okay? Just humor me. And the Bears, like, miss an extra point, and Hester accounts for half of their scoring. I feel like if Manning hadn't had, like, a great game, that would have been logical to give it to a guy who had two kick return touchdowns.
Segment brought to you by Mike's Beer Bar. The fan beer of the month is Hitchhiker Brewing's Bane of Existence and supports Breakthrough T1D for type 1 diabetes research. Alex Kozora, who we reference from time to time on the show, even though the website he writes for hates us, even though they cite stuff that happens on the show all the time, which is kind of ironic.
And you can't copy and paste anything from their site and print it for easy access.
Aaron Rodgers' stats from camp, he tracked these things. 20 touchdowns to 8 picks, but was only a 58% passer. And yards per attempt, this is amazing, he goes this deep, 5.8. So a lot of dink and dunk. Mason Rudolph was a 68% passer, but only 13 touchdowns, 5 picks, but the yards per attempt were up to 7.6.
How do you feel that supports or doesn't support your Mason might be the better option?
I think it helps. I really do. And then Will Howard before his injury, 37 for 57, 64.9%.
Mm-hmm.
8 touchdowns, only 1 pick for a rookie.
Till he got hurt.
Till he got hurt.
Do we have Skylar Thompson numbers? Please tell me.
We do.
Did he go deep enough to go Woodside too?
No. 45 of 69, 65.2%. Only 366 yards because, again, he wasn't getting a ton of work, but more yards than Howard. Did throw more passes. Two touchdowns, no picks, but was the biggest dink and dunker, 5.3 yards per
attempt. I would like to congratulate Alex, who I do think works extremely hard.
On charting all that.
And nose ball. On doing one of the sickest things I've ever seen a human being do with training camp. Like, the idea that he sat there and diligently charted it, he's not recording it, presumably, he's doing it all right there in the moment,
yep,
is real, and I say this complimentary, sicko behavior.
Did you guys see the Brady video from Joel Klatt today?
I saw your furious tweet about it.
Yeah.
And then I just kind of laughed because I felt like you had the hoe and the pickaxe out and you were farming. I just felt like you were getting mad just to get yourself riled up in the morning.
So if people missed it, Brady was talking about how, you know, when you're a quarterback, it's just you have to put up great numbers. But if you're going to win, it needs to go deeper than that. Like he was talking about how he would go sit down with the owner and be like, here's how we need to get the coaches better. Here's what our personnel people need to be doing this offseason. Here's what our scouts need to be looking for. He's like, I would go have my own walkthroughs. Screw like the team walkthroughs. Here's what I want out of guys. Okay, their plays are fine and dandy, but we're going to have our own signals and plays too. And he's talking about like going above and beyond and doing all these things if you really want to win. And then said Peyton Manning did all these things. Drew Brees did all these things. Phillip Rivers did all of these things. Paused and then kept going. And so he left out Roethlisberger and Eli Manning. I think he left out Eli because he doesn't think Eli's Sour very grapes. Good. And he's also, you know, going to have an issue with Eli because he beat him
twice.
In the biggest game twice. And then I just think with Ben, he feels like Ben just got by on raw ability.
He did.
And I think
he's right. Ben was famously a last-in, first-out guy. Why? If you're Brady and you don't feel like he actually did the things you're describing, why would you just, quote, throw him in there?
Because when you throw in guys like Philip Rivers, for example, and say, like, Philip Rivers did all these things to make himself a great quarterback, and you just leave out a guy who was better than him, it makes it seem to me like it is personal. Like, it makes it seem if Joel Klatt really wanted to, he could have said, that's interesting. You didn't say Ben Roethlisberger. Do you think Ben left a lot of meat on that bone and could have been a much better quarterback? And if Brady was in a certain mood, he might have said yes there.
Why didn't he bring up Aaron Rodgers?
Because I think he was talking about guys that were more like his peers. That
I mean,
were like,
Rodgers played a long time
no,
when
I
Brady
don't.
Played. Rodgers is absolutely Brady's
well,
peer.
Well, maybe he's got something with him, too.
Well, Rodgers is a natural talent guy, too. Pure natural ability. Maybe he's, didn't Brady once say, though, about Rodgers, if he was in our system, he would have won 7 or 8 Super Bowls?
Maybe he thinks with Rodgers, he just, like,
active
cares
player.
About things once the season ends that go beyond football, and that's not how he gets down. I don't know.
Brady cares about stuff beyond football.
Yeah, but, like... That stuff, like taking precedence over football, really only started his last year in Tampa when he went to Robert Kraft's wedding
and then
the day before the Steelers game.
Dog cussed all those teammates of his while the Steelers
yeah,
were getting...
Yeah, the kid who went to Notre Dame who lived near Craig, who's the Jags center now, who played on Friday or Saturday night. What's
Robert
his name?
Hainsey.
Yeah. Hainsey's getting absolutely obliterated by Brady there.
Yeah. That was Mitch's finest hour. He came in and just
cooked
the Bucs.
And by the way, let's talk about Craig for one more second here.
I want to say for the record here, I'm not going to let you just slide out of this discussion.
I'm not sliding out of anything.
He didn't include Roethlisberger.
Because he took a shot at him.
No.
He
did not include Ben Roethlisberger for one reason. Because Roethlisberger did not embody the things he is describing there.
Right. And that's
people around town here where everyone loves Ben. Have been very honest
but
and said,
but that's going to come across as a shot at Ben, Chris. It just is.
Too bad. Maybe Ben can take it up with Brady, except he's busy looking at the jersey Brady signed for him that he begged for after
that.
That
is true. Can I get back to Craig now, please?
Yes, you know I'm always here for some
Let's
Craig
Let's not bury the lead with him. He used to basically take orders from us, okay?
He didn't basically take orders from us. He was subordinate to us. We told him we needed
and,
to do
and
this,
and
he had to do it.
And he's now living in a neighborhood where he's close to an NFL player, and he's also right around the corner from the guy who is Pat McAfee's money guy.
You want to talk about where, moving up in the world?
That's what I mean.
Beverly Hills 90210. That's an expensive zip code Craig's occupying.
And how did Craig get there? He just like put a resume down that was, I produced Starkey, Chris, and Pony, and if I could manage these three people... You should give me a huge raise and I should be in charge of the entire radio station?
I actually think that's pretty much how it happened. Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's how it happened.
And he's actually been very successful at it. So,
yeah, he continues to deliver results for his employer.
Right. So I'm not saying this to throw shade at him necessarily, but.
You kind of are, but that's fine. We like doing that.
But I'm just thinking in my head, how much money must this man be making that he's living next door to McAfee's money manager? In a current NFL offensive lineman who starts, not some backup.
I mean, Craig's probably...
What's his net worth? Does Google
Ken
or Grok have an answer on that?
Probably Ken Carmen territory. I was just going to say, he's probably $1 to $3 million. Let's look up Craig Riley net worth. First image result for Craig Riley is callous.
And poor Donnie over here, he's doing it all, and he's doing a great job, and I think he maybe aspires one day to either be... on the air all the time or like in a management spot like Craig. And, you know, this is apparently now the pathway and gateway to get there. It's like not the cradle of coaches. It's the cradle of brand managers, I guess. Or cradle of quarterbacks like Pittsburgh is known for. But like Donnie's over here working his balls off. He's living next to a lady that's got like a fake owl or bird on her back porch, right? I mean,
I have the fake owl because she loves birds.
Wait, what? So you got the owl up to keep her birds away?
Yes. It scares away the birds.
So are you like, do you have an open rivalry with this woman where she...
No, not at all. But she didn't care either that we got the owl. We kind of explained.
But if she loves birds, then she must be like pissed that you're depriving her of having more birds, no?
It'd be hypocritical though. I mean, the owl is a bird, no?
But the owl is, but it's not real.
It's an anti-bird.
If it was a real owl back there, I think she would look at it like, okay, everything's equal. I'll take the real owl hanging out at Donnie's house. It's a plastic owl.
Man, I'm just shocked at how many of the image results for just Craig Riley, Craig with a K, are like when we did the face swaps that made us look like women. One of the first five results in here.
Yeah.
Is Craig, a YouTube video of Craig sitting in with Rob Pratt.
And I bet that's electric.
I can only imagine Pratt grabbing Craig after he produced a show or did like a Bucko talk or a Pirates pregame and just saying, Craig, need you in here for a couple minutes.
Rob
need
Pratt, longtime KDK AM personality.
Rob's a legend. He's actually in the business.
A very dear friend of Joe Namath's because they're both Beaver County guys.
He is.
I texted Rob Pratt today actually for a very small favor and he never got back to me. So I don't know what we did or what we said to get
Rob's
on his
number.
Bad side. I didn't either. Well, I did, but then I didn't think I did because he blew me off. So I started texting people over there.
Was he one of the many numbers that you don't have saved?
No,
as a
I actually have like, I have for some reason for him, I have a work phone number, I have a home phone number, and I have a cell phone number.
You have all three,
yes.
Rob Pratts. You can get Pratt wherever he's at.
I have the number to call him in this building.
A number to call him at his home.
He still has a landline.
Of course he does. Obviously.
Do you have one?
No, we don't.
Me neither.
But I've often thought about, like, you know, if I was doing a lot of interview spots in other cities in the country, like on a regular weekly basis, I would probably get one.
Well, they'd have to be paid, right, to justify that?
Yeah, to justify landline. People are saying, CL in the YouTube comments, you guys are so unbelievably jealous of Craig right now. I don't know. Craig's never farted in front of his wife. There's not much to be jealous of in that respect.
But I will fess up to it. There is some jealousy that he... you know, climbed over us to get to this.
Hold on a second. You're implying that you would rather have Craig's job than ours.
If it's paying him to a point where he's living next to Pat McAfee's money guy and an NFL offensive lineman, yes, I am saying that.
Big house and a name. I think
I ain't living next to those people.
You're living next to Joe America, to Texas Keith. These are luminaries who probably have land rights.
They have blue collar jobs. He's living next to millionaires, so he must be close to a millionaire. Did he inherit money? Is his wife rich? I don't know.
She works and does very well for herself. But Craig has turned into a big-time breadwinner, Donnie. Maybe that's going to be
And
you
he
someday.
Has gone corporate big
oh, probably
time.
Not. Oh, my God, corporate Craig. Yeah, no, Donnie, like, you hosting a show here, you don't strike me as management material. You're too much of the common man. You're Dusty Rhodes.
I wouldn't work in that setting.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
That music means it's time for Donnie's segment. Craig has a gigantic house next to an NFL player, but at least our guy Donnie has a segment named after him for his big football takes, brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Donnie off the air just thinks that Hainsey and Phil Maines
is living
Pat's
below means.
Money guy.
Well, Chris
living,
just said that. Yeah,
you
I
agreed
it.
With it.
Well, I also brought up that that's probably Hainsey's parents' house, not Robert Hainsey himself.
I lived, the late Craig Justin Strelzik lived two streets or three streets up from where I lived growing up. He used to dump out a huge garbage can full of candy to us at the end of the night on Halloween.
But Craig said that he lives
pretty
near Robert
move.
Hainsey, so...
Donnie, he would tell us to empty our pillowcases and then say, come back over when you're done emptying the pillowcases. Then Strelzik would pick up probably 50 pounds of candy and equally distribute it to like five kids.
Donnie, I think he would have said I live close to his parents. He didn't say that. He said he lives close to...
Maybe Craig's...
That sounds cooler if you say Robert Hainsey.
You absolutely live... There is a person worth $1 million in your neighborhood, Pony. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. You also live in a neighborhood with like 300 houses.
Yeah, Pony's talking. He was talking last segment like he lived in a shack.
Oh, I know. He's just.
I did not.
He's once again.
Oh, Craig's living in this $1 million neighborhood.
Yes,
I'm blue collar folks.
He's once again
I'm
trying to affect.
Of Craig.
He's just once again trying to affect this blue collar sensibility.
What do you mean? I was at
him.
The Washington County Fair right in the mix with it yesterday.
You were like the
with
only person with a dress shirt on.
What do you mean?
You had a blue dress shirt on.
Okay. Well, you can't dress up for these things.
You were the only person there. The only thing blue collar about you was the color of the shirt.
It was, yes, exactly blue collar, because I wanted to fit in, and it worked.
You're trying too hard. You stuck out like a sore thumb.
Should have put some cowboy boots on.
I do own a pair.
Nice pair?
Yeah, I think. They're like $400.
Oh, Mr. Blue Collar just throwing down 400 bills.
I'll bring him in.
Man alive.
All right, Donnie, what do you got today?
I find out he owns like a $100,000 tractor one of these days that he bought cash.
The debrief, August 13, 2025. I feel like this is a leaf turning to the side of Malzy, what I'm about to say.
Okay.
And I don't know where Pony comes down on this topic too, but I
a
certainly
leaf
know.
Leaf turning to the side of Malzy.
I have zero interest in Hard Knocks.
So you think
absolutely
you're turning
zero.
Into Chris is what
your
you're
hand.
Saying.
Let me shake your hand.
You're
Come
turning into Malzy.
There you go, brother.
NFL content is just not hitting the way that it used to for you.
I have no interest in it.
I mean, I haven't watched it either, so we're all in the same boat.
I completely forgot last week it was even starting. One of my buddies was like, oh, Hard Knocks tonight. I'm like, man, normally I'm the guy that...
Too sanitized.
Well, that's what
they
I mean.
They ruined it.
Yeah, they did.
They gave teams the old, final
the,
cut.
Yes, the old seasons were great. Like when it first came around, that Ravens season in 2001, great television.
Okay, I'm going to give you guys another take off of that, actually, which is it's just another symptom of the NFL, and this is absolutely happening with like the way local media especially covers it.
Yeah.
It's now such insanely big business that you see a lot of stuff either comes from a national reporter who's tied into a network that now if it's ESPN has a vested in, you know, 10% of it's owned by the NFL, or it's coming essentially from an internal team reporter. You're not getting a lot of people breaking real stories locally because the teams themselves and the league broadly, I think, are trying to make that impossible to just control the narrative about the league because it makes so much money down to the nth degree, and I think that's bad for the consumer to whatever end you actually care about finding out about things as they are.
That's why, and, really I know that this is not for everyone, they should just let the Cowboys do it every year. Because I think Jones actually is like, yeah, I don't care. Let everything air.
Yeah, whatever you think, the drama.
Whatever you think is the most entertaining thing or the best thing, make sure that's in there. Because that's what he cares about. Not, and Denzel, did you see Denzel Washington murdered him for that?
Yesterday on Stephen A's show?
He said he's box office. He's not Oscars. He ain't been to the Oscars in a long time, this guy.
So what would be what would be training day for Jerry Jones? What's he going to have to do?
Well, I think that I think he meant like getting to the Super Bowl was the Oscars there.
So what's he going to have to do to get to a Super Bowl? I mean, Denzel had to go and play a bad guy in training day to get best actor.
I think he basically said like step down and stop running the team anymore, you old crank.
How about Jerry just like randomly, how many years later was it? Revealing 15 years after the fact that he beat stage 4 melanoma.
And had like an unbelievable trial drug that got him through it. Yeah.
Now, is that a trial drug if you're willing to take the drug that you get for free? Or is it, hey, Jerry, you're worth like $10
billion? I don't know enough about that stuff.
Stage 4 melanoma, I don't think I need to tell anybody listening, no joke, and usually doesn't end up going that way.
Yeah, the higher the number on the stage, the worse it is, right?
And melanoma itself is just a very tough one if it's that late.
Yeah.
God, he must have had a hell of a drug. He, you know what? You talk about like Steelers stupid rules. I was thinking about this with Florio, guys, when he said like, hey, you know, the Steelers, it comes off as them trying to be like very prideful and kind of like puff their chests. Jerry's inexplicable like rationale on doing the Dak deal, the Lamb deal, and eventually this Parsons deal are going to end up costing him a ton of money. Like in the long, like mm-hmm. in terms of like what he could have gotten them for and how
he decided
to do
them. He bought himself like publicity. All kinds of publicity and stuff and it was worth it.
But that's like the biggest indictment of all is that he's completely backwards priorities wise. He really is. So, I mean, Denzel is right at the end of the day.
Did you guys hear about the Max Herrlemann story? You know, everybody's favorite down the line guy from the preseason
Pompey
game
Andy
Saturday.
Had a field day calling out Max Herrlemann for making plays.
Herrlemann. Here's a guy trying to make a name for himself.
Did they contact Wahlberg already?
To play him in a movie?
Yeah.
Well, he said he looks like Tom Cruise.
They contacted Herrlemann. Cruise yet? I mean,
you had all the right moves. Tom Cruise was in a football movie.
There's actually not enough danger simulating being a football player for Cruise. He's got to be like, can Herrlemann at least like hang from a plane that's flying at 10,000 feet?
According to Kabali, the reason why Max Herrlemann is a Steeler is because Ross Tucker recommended him to the Steelers.
Really?
Yes.
Why would Ross Tucker feel that strongly about Max Herrlemann to make that reco?
There's some kind of Tucker-Herrlemann connection. I don't know if Herrlemann's from Harrisburg.
So, yeah, Tucker's from Wyomissing.
But, and he played at Notre Dame, and where else was he?
Herrlemann?
Yes.
He didn't even have a Wikipedia page. Yikes. I don't even know. Holy Cross, maybe? Does that sound right?
No,
he was at Holy
I don't think
Cross?
So. But either way, he recommended...
Colgate. He went to Colgate. He went to Colgate.
So I think it's possible that maybe Tucker called some of his games at Colgate because he was doing FCS games for CBS Sports.
Herrlemann went to Wyomissing area.
Okay.
That's Tucker's high school. Boom. So Tucker just kind of called in a recommendation / favor. They've accepted this recommendation, and the kid's at least,
because
doing pretty well for himself in the preseason.
I think all the Tucker reference did was get him to that rookie tryout. It wasn't even any kind of spot on the team.
Mm-hmm.
He's like the one guy that came out of the rookie camp where there's an undrafted guy who they didn't even sign as an undrafted player right after the draft who just like... gets hoarded in because they want bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And he separated himself there and got the invite to.
He's probably going
to
make at least the practice squad with the expanded practice squad.
I kind of feel that
way.
Seems
like he's. Mm-hmm.
Don't you, Don?
So Cazorla.
Yeah, I think he's like a practice squad darling.
Yeah, like Alex Cazorla, again, second time we've mentioned him, but he also does very detailed like roster projections.
He's a big special teams guy.
Correct. And he just obviously goes down and piece by piece. And then he comes up with a projected practice squad. And I know the last time I looked at that, he had Herrlemann on it. I mean, that like I actually have a lot of respect and enjoy a story like that of a guy essentially getting like not a favor called in or a break, but like taking a lucky break that Ross Tucker is like willing to put your name out there. And,
what a flex
and vouch,
for Tucker.
Right. And vouch for you. I always respect it when people get those little like nibbles at the cheese mm-hmm. and like actually...
You know,
take advantage of them.
You know, I tried to do that with the kid from It's from South Fayette, who broke all the passing records at Syracuse. Remember the kid there? What was his name? Brumbaugh?
Christian Brumbaugh.
No, yeah. Brett.
Brett
Brumbaugh.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't one of them
end
up at Duquesne?
That was around 2013. That was him.
I contacted...
He lived in my neighborhood for like 3 years.
I contacted one of my guys up there, and I'm like, look, we suck. There's a dude down here who's obliterating passing records who's got no FBS offers. At least, like, look at the guy.
And you got crickets.
I got... Oh, we know about him. We just don't think he fits, is what the response I got was.
That's a famous line. We don't think he fits.
In what way? Like,
I think he was more. Good? I think he was more of just like a classic pocket quarterback, one of those deals.
I mean, I would just think, you know what? Nowadays, if that had happened, I feel like you'd have had a much better chance of like a team being open-minded to that. Maybe not Syracuse, because like the FCS transfer portal, like guys are coming up from FCS and making impacts all over the place. It's like a very much a food chain now. Pitt's like a medium-sized fish on that food chain, so they're going to get, you know, they get rated every year. There's like 10 schools in the country that don't.
All right, Donnie, thank you.
Thanks, Don.
Donnie, by the way, wearing his McAfee shirt today. Is that
for the brand?
Was that from the golf tournament this weekend?
No, Phil gave this to me at the softball game.
What the frig, man? I'm on the outs with the McAfee people, and I blame you for that, Chris.
You blame me?
Yes. I'm guilty
really
by because, association.
Really because,
somehow Donnie is not.
Really because Phil texts me once in a while during shows to just like reference something that we just said. So it sounds like I'm not even on the outs. So somehow you're on the outs with them because of me and I'm not even on
the outs. This is
going to
be
the
second time today I beg for free stuff.
Yeah, what the hell,
I'm wearing
man?
A Pitt shirt because in 15 years here, this
cologne,
is the only
Don.
Pitt shirt I've ever gotten from them.
Desperation, a very stinky cologne for our
and,
boy.
Donnie's getting, oh, here, go. By the way, here's all kinds of McAfee stuff. You're welcome.
How do you feel about it all? Depressed?
Well, it's just, you know, it's like a chip on your shoulder. It's motivating for me.
Really?
Yeah.
You do have at least the well-hung
it's like,
vineyards.
It's like,
hat.
All right, I told you my grandmother got me this. It's like, all right, I know where I like, I know where I truly stand now. I know where I am on the pecking order.
Oh, yeah, Donnie. He's down there in the gutter. With the rest of the riffraff here at the stage.
It's like when the players voted Mahomes like the sixth or seventh best guy in the NFL.
You're
going to
carry
years
that
ago.
Chip on your shoulder and you were just going to do the all best right. segments. Content will be king like you've never seen
Is that
before.
How you feel about me?
He's going to come out to like how you like me now one of these days, have an entrance. Look at him over there. That's the only piece of, that's not the only piece of Pitt gear. When we coached for the team, they gave us like a pullover. They gave us multiple items.
Oh, that doesn't count.
It was the nice stuff. It was the on-the-field gear. What the hell are you
they
talking about?
They didn't have a choice.
Count. They still gave it to you for free.
It wasn't because it was me.
Oh, so now it has to be the intent behind it.
Yes.
Let you give a damn speech in the locker room where you talked about vomiting three times that day before getting in there.
Because I did. I was nervous.
You were wearing a headset and literally wouldn't acknowledge me because you actually thought you were a real coach. It was an embarrassing display.
No, it wasn't. It was not.
An embarrassing display.
The point is, he's bitching and moaning that he's only gotten this one item from Pitt. He's gotten like six.
Kalijah Kancey came up and thanked me after that game.
For a good laugh?
No, for my dedication.
Hey, yeah. Coach,
was it who was it that tried to kick the field goal at that game? Was
me.
That you?
Yeah, that was before I started working out, though. I wasn't very flexible.
I tried to do it, too, but that was on a freshly torn meniscus. And Pitt did something very nice for me. Their head trainer brought me in and said, like, put me on the training table, did the knee test. He goes, oh, yeah, you tore your meniscus,
but also,
man. You better get that looked at.
But it also wasn't a K-ball.
Well, they don't have those in college.
Yeah, so it was just really hard.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.